Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to Salty Housewife. I am your host, Rosanna Hicken, and today we are going to be discussing, today is a Survivor-only podcast, so I'm sorry to everybody that was waiting for a Vanderpump Rules recap. I just didn't have time this week, and I am trying to get myself excited about these episodes, and I find them just like sitting on the back burner, so today is just Survivor, and I'm sorry. We will get the Vanderpump. We will get the update. We will see it all. We will watch Schwartz with his blonde hair, everything. We'll get there. But today is Survivor, so this is Survivor Episode 9, and I am very lucky. We've got Doug in the studio again.
Hey, everybody.
And he's here to talk about all of the madness that was this week of Survivor. And, Doug, I don't want to inflate your ego, but there are some people who have called you their favorite guests of all time on the pod. Oh,
I love those people, whoever they are.
Bless those people. Whoever you are, to get Doug to come back here. But this episode was absolute insanity. And I would just like you to know that somebody, Rach and Steph from our neighborhood, texted me last week, and they hadn't caught up. We are recording this now, but they were laughing because they listened to the podcast after they watched this episode, and you said that Hunter is the person that you would play like this episode, and then they're like, "Oh, Doug, that's not who you wanted."
So we're going straight there.
Yeah, I mean, we can. I mean, spoilers. If you're listening to the recap, then you should know what happened.
Yeah,
because it was huge. It was huge.
Yeah, I guess when I made that comment, I did not realize that Hunter, while being very intelligent, while being very physical, strategically is going to go down as a very bad player.
Oh, poor Hunter.
Yeah.
It was a rough episode.
So I take all that back. In a lot of ways, I do think I could be a Hunter, but I really hope that my strategy would be better. And I hope that I would recognize that if my number one ally just got voted off, blindsided the week before, that I should probably play my idol. If I'm not winning the immunity challenge, I should probably play my idol and just survive till the next day.
Yeah.
With Q being the way he is and other people at each other's throat, there's a good chance that just making it one more tribal, I would make it till the end.
Yeah. Well, let's start from the very beginning, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. So Tevin has just gone home. We're back at camp. And Q is sleeping on the beach by himself while the rest of the...
Where the rest of the camp... Talks about him.
Yes. Yeah. Freaking out. Kenzie
Which he probably knew was going to happen, which is why he just separated himself.
Oh, absolutely. He says he feels guilty. Okay, no, he said,
this guy lives in guilt.
His mindset going into Last Tribal, he says, was not like some strategic thing. He said he felt guilty for screwing up everyone's game. And I'm not sure exactly what he was talking about, so that's why he told everyone to vote him out. And everybody's just beyond annoyed.
Yeah.
Beyond. Especially Tiff. She goes down to the beach and she's like, what was the point of telling them about my idol? And then he tells her, he's telling her it's all because of the six, which she knows she's in the six, like, alliance.
Yeah. He's saying that she was a traitor. He said that as soon as you threw out a name of someone from the six.
Because she threw up Ben.
You had to go.
Yeah. And she is so mad. And I wrote, I can't believe how much I enjoyed her confessional where she said, are you stupid? Are you dumb? Like, she was so angry. And the anger continues through the next episode. But I think it's fair to remember, this all happens in a day.
Yeah.
Like, tribal's at night. The next day, they're doing the next immunity challenge. It's not like she's had time to cool off. It's literally one day.
Yeah.
Not even.
No, this is where I think I could hold it together in front of everybody. But I think I would make a lot of enemies after the show is over when they watch my confessionals. Because you're just
being so rude about everybody.
Probably because I'd be so on edge all the time.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm on edge. And people do something like that, I would be furious.
Yeah.
And for sure, I would unload. As soon as, like, the producer gave me an opening, I would just unload on somebody. And then maybe not even really mean it, but in the moment I would just be so heated.
Yeah.
And I need to vent somewhere to someone.
Yeah.
And then after the show, they watch it back, and I'm like, crap, did I say that?
Yeah.
There has to be so much damage control after these shows air.
Well, I mean, they have.
For anybody who's still in touch, they're probably like DMing each other or texting each other and saying, I'm so sorry I said that.
Like, it was 6 months ago and I was really mad
in
the moment.
I was raging at you. But we're still cool, I promise.
Well, so speaking of confessionals, we get a confessional from Liz and she is so mad.
Yeah.
So mad.
Yeah.
That her move to get Tevin out, which she thinks is her solo move, is overshadowed by Q's move at Tribal. And she's crying and she's saying she's getting lost in the game. And I was like, were you ever in the front of the game? Is that terrible to say? I've just never looked at Liz and been like, this girl has got the strategic game going on. I think she maybe has some ideas, but they're not her only ideas. People, no. They're things people have been talking about. And so she...
I mean, this is where we don't know how much disservice the edit is doing to her game. Or anybody's for that matter. Yeah. We don't know how much they've actually been doing behind the scenes to get a move done. We don't know how active they were in strategy conversations. Like with a team like this, who for the first few episodes didn't go to Tribal.
Right. They didn't have to do anything.
They didn't have to do anything. And we don't know like what seed she was planting, what conversations she was having that didn't, you know, get caught on film or didn't get aired.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
She's not getting a winner's edit though.
No, not she's definitely not.
And, she's kind of, they're making her look a little erratic. We're not seeing any kind of like normal, sane Liz moments. We're getting her pissed, her saying, I have a huge ego, her crying, which is not really fair because I'm sure she has plenty of normal moments. We're just getting her high emotions. And now we get her saying she's gunning for Q, which, okay. And
well, okay, but maybe she's just, if you're a quieter personality, then in the in-between moments, when you're not saying anything, I mean, maybe the only moments they have of her is when she's...
That's very true.
Complaining
about not being able
like,
to eat.
Tevin's just was a fun guy, and so there was always stuff around camp where they could include shots of him.
Yeah.
I just don't know if that's the case for her, and so the only stuff you're seeing is the stuff where she's actually being emotional and vocal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a little bit of comments from the other Siga. Ben says Q's a coward, and he didn't want to take any responsibility for his actions. And I was actually kind of shocked to hear Ben say something a little harsh because he feels so like kumbaya. But he said, it's a poser move trying to act like a noble saint. And I was like,
he nailed it.
Yeah, that was exactly Q.
What he said was exactly the way I was thinking.
Well, and then this is the nail in Q's coffin. They all say they will never vote for Q at the end. So it's, okay, so now you get this question. Do we gun for
Okay,
Q?
I know what you're saying. I know where you're going with this. What? But, like, you don't bring someone to the finale that you think, okay, this guy's not getting votes, so I'm going to bring him along.
Right.
If you can't trust them.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, I think in his head he's like, well, okay, I might get taken to the end because I'm so erratic that like maybe I won't get votes or whatever. Yeah. And that's an idea that people could have. But do you constantly want to bring somebody who could blow up your game at any moment?
Yeah. No, you got to get rid of him.
You just get rid of him.
I don't think you can keep him.
You can't
trust
him at all. And he literally could ruin your moment at any time.
If you've got a player, if you are so lucky as to get on Survivor and you got a player like Venus, I think you can easily manipulate her into believing that she's doing a great job.
Well,
and to keep her loyal.
Okay, but...
All you have to do is just make her feel heard.
Yeah.
And tell her that a move was hers, like Tevin was trying to do.
Yeah.
And just keep her along. She hasn't done anything too crazy this whole time, so she's a much better person to bring to the end than Q.
But you know who didn't do that? Hunter. Because, you know, literally the next scene is Q and Hunter and Venus at the beach, and Hunter's just laying into Venus and telling her how unlikable she is.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing
here? Well,
that
wasn't just Hunter.
I don't think Q was saying it, though.
No, I mean...
No, they might all think it.
Other people have said the same thing to her face.
Yeah, Maria said it.
Maria
She's like, you're
it.
Very hard to
and
work
I think
with.
Tevin said it, if I remember correctly.
Well, and Soda said it,
earlier
too.
Earlier in the
remember
show.
Remember Soda's like...
So did Soda.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine if somebody kept saying that to you?
No.
You know me as a emotional person. Would never be able to have someone say to my face, you're unlikable. I don't want to work with you. You're not good for my game. I would.
No, as an Enneagram 2, you would melt down.
I would combust and I would be in my confessional crying with my blotchy face.
You would just be questioning everything.
Yeah.
Why doesn't everybody love me? I just want to be everyone's friend.
I don't think
even though that person's horrible, I still want them to like me.
It's really a toxic trait of mine, isn't it? Oh, it's rough. Okay, so then we get to Tremel, and there is one, shockingly, no reward this episode, which I can't believe because these people, I really thought that Jeff was going to try to find a way to incorporate the rice back in that they already said no to us. But they didn't. And maybe Jeff was like, well, I'm not going to give him rice that quickly if you're going to say no to my negotiation. So there's no food, no reward. Shocked by that. And they have Tremel, and the Tremel says there's going to be three teams of three, and they have to make their own team. And immediately Kenzie and Tiff are with Ben. Hunter decides to go with Charlie and Maria. So our three leftovers are Venus, Liz, and Q, which I just know, like, screaming inside thinking about. Yeah. Being on that team. And Q starts telling Venus that it's time to get Hunter out. So, like, Q's always talking about, like, betrayal. But here he is again. This is a guy who's in a six. And he's like, it's time to go. And Q actually proposes, which is this is your least favorite thing. You hate when people throw a challenge. You're like, what? This is the dumbest thing ever. And he says this to Charlie, who's not having it. Let's throw a challenge so we can get Hunter out. And Charlie's like, absolutely not. And he immediately tells Maria about it.
Yeah, good for Charlie.
Yes. They say they're not opposed to working with Hunter, but Maria actually says she wants to get rid of Tiffany because she has an idol. Nobody knows a Hunter has an idol.
Yet. Yeah, I mean, I wanted Charlie and Ben out from the moment they started reciting from memory every song title for 45 minutes. I was so, that whole thing, I was just like, I mean, I love Metallica, but I hated everything about that.
Okay, but is that Charlie and Ben's fault? Because
no, it was
you just
cut.
Trying to pass the time, and the producers decide to give you that 15-minute segment.
I know, and I didn't like it, but Charlie has really redeemed himself. He's very likable.
I like Charlie a lot
He's a competitor. I think he's strategically better than most that are remaining. He's really good.
Yeah, this is what we were just talking about with my family. So, you guys, if only you had been in the Pesci kitchen 2 hours ago where Doug, my brother Christian, Ariana, my sister, and I were talking about Survivor and just how we'd been screaming at our TVs. And then we were talking about who we would want to win or who's getting the winner. And Christian said Charlie's his only choice. And I said, for me, based on storylines, moves, edits, personalities, I think my three that I think have a really great shot at winning are Kenzie. I think she might be the front runner. And also in the new era of Survivor, we've had two men winners and we've had three girls. We've had Erica, Marianne, and Dee. And our men have been Gabler and Jam Jam. And so, but I think Kenzie is prime to win. She's so likable. She's exactly what Bonu said at the beginning. She's a mermaid snake, or what do you call her? A dragon, a mermaid dragon or something like that. I think Kenzie and I think Tiff.
Yeah.
If Tiff can not let her emotions take over when
she
it comes
hasn't
to Q.
So far. I think she's doing okay.
Well, she loses a little bit in tribal.
Well, she loses
she's so angry
on
at Q. Yeah. It's all about Q though.
Which is not like hurting her game at all. Everybody's tired of Q.
Yeah.
I would agree with those three. I think those are getting the best the best winners edit, and they both, or all three of them, play the game well enough that I could see one of them winning.
I don't see Ben winning at all. He has, we do not get enough time.
Not Ben,
and
not
Q. Maria either. I bet she's really smart, but I just don't see enough of her inner thoughts, I think.
Yeah.
And whereas we see Charlie of those Siga. Okay, so we're at challenge time. They come in, they're talking about who their teams are, and Jeff is like, why are you guys so nonchalant about these teams, about who you picked?
Yeah.
And Charlie says people are trying not to get targets on themselves. And Tiff is like, no. I stayed away from chaotic energy, and that's why I didn't pick. And Jeff straight up says, this is why the episode's called Spicy Jeff. Jeff's like, clearly we're talking about Q. Just calls him out in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jeff doesn't like Q.
Because he's tried to quit so many times.
Because he's tried to quit, because he tries to manipulate. He's got some kind of hero complex, or he tries to use himself as a martyr to try and cover up weaknesses. I don't know what he's doing. I honestly don't really understand his mindset at all. But Jeff clearly likes to stir the pot, he knows that Q is the heat in the middle, and so he's just stirring around Q. But he says, do you have it written down? What does he say
yes.
about
okay, this
team?
Is what he said. So one group, so for the challenge, one group is eliminated each section. So it starts with three. The first two will move on, and then the two will go, and then it'll go to one. And then it goes down to an individual game. And Jeff says, I'm going to put my survivor hat on and say that Q, Venus, and Liz are the first ones out. It's just like such a crazy thing for Jeff to say.
Never in the history of Survivor has Jeff ever come out before a challenge and told the team, you're going to lose.
Do you think he ever has and we don't see it? Like maybe
no, that's true. Maybe he didn't make the cut, but man, it made
Yeah, because that team does go out first, and at least in this time they made it to second. Like, or is Jeff just, with age, getting more sassy? He's also semi-annoyed that the internet's telling him what he can and can't do, and Jeff's like, this is my freaking show. I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'm going to say I think Q, Venus, and Liz are going
to
lose.
Oh, I love it. I'd love to see more of it. I have no problem with it.
And people are like, oh, I don't know. It's the Jeff show. I hate when Jeff makes it about him. I'm like, Jeff's allowed to make it about him. He's been the host for 46 seasons. He's probably signed on for another 20. He has the world's best job. Jeff's going to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I'm happy for it to be more about him.
Yeah. You never watch The Challenge.
No.
But TJ, the host, I love TJ. I think TJ follows me on Instagram. I actually saw that one time.
Nice.
He will call out players for like quitting or not trying hard, or he laughs in their face when they're struggling. And it's the best part. It's the best part about him being a host. And so I would love a little more sass from Jeff. I like it.
It was great.
Yeah. Okay. So we have three teams. We have Charlie, Maria, Hunter. We have Tiff, Ben, and Kenzie. And then we have Venus, Q, and Liz. And Charlie, Maria, and Hunter clearly finish first in this first section. And Jeff actually says the other group is disastrous, and that's Tiffany, Ben, and Kenzie. And
well, it was Kenzie. We've talked about this before.
She's not a challenge beast.
This is why I don't want to see Kenzie win, because she may have a great social game.
Yeah.
And I think she is entertaining to watch. She has a good strategic game for sure, but she is like one of the worst at challenges. And I really like to see a winner who can do all three.
Yeah, outwit,
outplay,
outlast.
Maybe she'll prove me wrong at some point and win a challenge, one that's just like geared for her. But up until this point, she has been useless in challenges. And she tanks this team somehow. I mean, when you look at it, like Venus isn't really a challenge beast either.
But she did.
Neither is Liz.
But she did well this time,
and
though.
And they both.
Yeah.
They were both, you know, how many times faster than her?
Yeah. Kenzie's team loses first. Because of
her.
Yeah. And they go on to this second set. So it's now Maria, Hunter, and Charlie versus Q, Venus, and Liz. And they're like doing this rope section across. They got tie ropes. You're allowed to help your team. So Hunter finishes his section quickly. He goes to help Charlie. And then they have to throw these balls into these small rings that are up on a pole, which is just hard. And I was actually surprised that Hunter didn't get faster, but they all have to do their own. So Hunter can't just do the whole challenge, but their team does win. And
which, thinking back to like some of the team challenges, I wish they had said one person, like multiple people have to land.
You
this.
Like it when it's more
yeah,
even?
Because those challenges Hunter would win because
he was the only one doing
it. He was able to shoot and make them all. And this time, like, you got to land them on a little ring. And once you get the first one, the next two, I think, come easier, but then he had to switch out and someone else had to come in, which made it harder. I wish they had done that earlier on to make it maybe a little bit more even so Hunter couldn't dominate the team challenges quite so much. But, yeah, they won.
Yeah, they won. And everybody kind of knew that this team was always going to win. Yeah. So now they go into individual immunity. They have to stand on a pole with this very small ledge for their feet, which I always just make my whole body hurt just thinking about it. And then they have their arms above their head, kind of like on this pole behind their head that they have to hold up. It's the three of them, and Jeff says it's predator and prey, and Hunter says you might say hunter and hunted, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is such a dad joke, Hunter.
It's pretty good.
Oh, you would. You would but like also, it. You're a stereotypical dad.
But also Jeff said they had to keep their back
against the pole. Which is hard because you can't, like, stretch your body.
Because I think we've seen this challenge before, and you would see people, like,
bend,
drop down into a squat position. They still have their hands on the handles. But they could squat down, they could kind of arch their back, they could stretch, and the challenge would last quite a bit longer. But this time he said, you have to keep your back pressed against the pole, and if you move it off,
or you bend down,
then you're out.
Yeah, and it's kind of great. And also, Jeff doesn't want to be there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
He's like, boom, 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 Let's go.
But this was a new twist to that challenge.
Yeah, it was.
And it made it a lot harder.
Yeah. Maria is out first. It's Charlie versus Hunter again, which keeps happening in our immunity challenges. But spoiler, won't be happening again. Done. And Charlie wins. And that's when I wrote, I think Charlie has a really good chance at winning this game.
I'm kind of surprised that Charlie won, though, because Hunter went into this knowing that he was at risk. Knowing that Tevin just went out. I thought he would be super motivated to just hang on until he passes out.
What are you supposed to do, though?
Knowing that, like...
What if your body just can't do it anymore? Your muscles can't hang anymore?
Oh.
I don't know. You're starving. Stay 19 or whatever. They head home, and it's like, okay, now it's time to get ready for tribal, which is literally just a few hours later, which is crazy. It's really not a lot of time. And Kenzie asks if anybody wants to volunteer to go home tonight, and Q says, hell no. And... Q goes to talk to Kenzie to try to talk like strategy, and she says, nope, not happening. Mm-hmm. She shuts that down immediately. She's like, I will not be working with you anymore. You took away my trust. I can't trust you. You're chaotic. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I would feel the same way. But then Kenzie says she's going to now blindside Tiff, her number one ally, her number one girl. And she tells Maria, Hunter, and Charlie, and they all agree to do it. And Maria... This is when everybody's trying to like kind of claim their move. I think everybody thinks they have to have like one move at the end. Mm-hmm. And Maria's like, well, I wanted this move, but now Kenzie's coming in. I'm like, guys, you can do this together. This can be part of both of your resume. And Charlie goes to Tiff and she starts saying she's going to play her idol. He doesn't tell her that they're thinking about her, but she wants to flush her idol. She says it's too much pressure having the idol. This would be a perfect plan to get people not to vote for her, and she just wants to flesh it out. And I thought that, I don't know, did you think that was smart?
I mean, it felt like...
It didn't feel strategic. It felt like she was being serious.
It felt like she was being serious, but if it moved the target off of her because people didn't want to vote for her and then have her play her idol...
Yeah.
It did seem to move the vote off of her pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, they were all saying, let's vote her, and she's like, I'm playing my idol, and then everything switched after that.
Yeah, they didn't, she didn't end up getting any votes.
Yeah.
So, smart girl.
Yeah. And she didn't play it.
Yeah, then there was...
She's got it for another week.
She does. Maria, Charlie, and Ben all start talking about voting Hunter, and there's, like, this weird moment where Hunter's behind them on camera, and I don't know if he can hear them, but it was very strange.
I don't think he can. But those were people he was going to vote with that night.
Mm-hmm, for Tiff.
And how would you feel if you came out onto the beach, you see three people that you had already decided this is how we're going to vote, and they didn't include you in the follow-up conversation, and they talked for a while. We don't know how long, but I'm just saying, put yourself in those shoes.
If you're ever
in the show, we're trying to warm you up so that when you're on the show, you can win.
Thank you so much.
If you're ever on the show.
Jeff, please.
And the people you just made a plan with are now talking without
I know.
I think if you're Hunter, play your freaking idol.
My paranoia would be off the charts. I know. I agree. And Ben tells Kenzie they want to do Hunter instead of talking about Tiff. But they don't want to tell Q or Liz.
And I wonder why.
And Hunter's getting so nervous. I wrote, I think he might play his idol. He tells Q he's going to use it and he wants to vote Ben instead. And I just am so shocked between, like, feeling this kind of, you can feel it, sense it at tribal, and then not using it, even when you're positive those Sega 3 are going to vote for you and you still decide to, like, I'm sorry. He deserved to go out with an idol in his pocket. How did you not sense it? Literally, at tribal, you know you are a possibility. It's not like it was a blindside at all.
No.
At tribal,
he was asking people, who are you voting for? Like, it was kind of distracting throughout the entire tribal. He was turning to people. He was trying to, like, mouth it to people on the other side. Who are you voting for? Dude, if you're that nervous where you're asking everybody last minute who are you voting for?
Yeah.
One, like, you think they're going to tell you the truth if they're voting for you? They're not going to tell you the truth. But you're super nervous. Play your idol.
I know. Well, this is how we know he was getting nervous is because he goes to Venus and Liz and he tells them he has an idol, which was the worst thing he could have done.
Yeah.
I don't know why he thought that Venus was going to have his back at all. And Liz says something like, I wish you would have told me this earlier. And I'm like, you don't tell anybody. You don't tell these two people, especially Venus and Liz.
No.
They've never been a part of your group. You guys have never been on the same page. You're not friends. You just told Venus how unlikable she is. And now you're like, guess what? I have an idol. And shocker, Venus goes and tells everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. And they don't know if he's bluffing or not.
at first, when he was like talking to the camera and he said, I'm going to play my idol and vote Ben. I thought, okay, at first when he's like, I'm going to play my idol and vote, I was like, oh no, here we go. He's smart. He's gonna play the idol and blindside somebody. And then he said, Ben. And immediately that was like, maybe this guy's not so smart. Why, if you've got a blindside, a perfect blindside to take out anybody on the island, you're going after Ben?
I know.
He's not going to win. I mean, I guess he might if he went up against Liz and Q, but like, he's probably not going to win. So why are you throwing your vote on Ben? Why wouldn't you throw your vote on somebody else who you think is closer to winning?
Or just Q, when you know that that's how the half the group is going.
Well, I might have left Q for another day, knowing that everybody wants him out. Yeah. I might have blindsided Kenzie or Tiff if I'm Hunter, knowing that like they're playing a pretty smart game. Or Maria, anybody else who you think is playing a good game.
Yeah.
Especially if you hear that Tiff has an idol.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just play mine and blindside Tiff and get her out.
Yeah.
And so when he said Ben, that was the immediate indicator to me that maybe he doesn't have the greatest strategic sense. And then he went and told Venus about it. I was like, this guy really doesn't have any strategic sense. And then he got into Tribal and didn't play it. And I'm like, this guy's an idiot.
Oh, poor Hunter.
Yeah, it's sorry, too harsh because I do like Hunter and because he's a smart guy. But when it comes to Survivor strategy, he just didn't have it.
Jeff said he was a delight to have on the camp. Like the way he was praising Hunter after this was that he really liked Hunter as a person.
Yeah.
I think Hunter is on a great list to come back. I don't like, we talked about this on the podcast that Christian and I were going to make our heroes and villains list because, hello, spoiler, did you see this? I posted it last night. Jeff is bringing season back 50. Season 50. It will be the last 9 seasons from 41 to 49, which means please, call me. I'll make another video. But I don't know if it'll be a heroes versus villains. I don't know if it'll be an all-stars. I don't know what it's going to be. Blood versus water. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think Hunter's on the short list. I think Jeff really likes him. He's just like, homie's got to.
Hunter and Tevin.
Yeah.
From this season.
I got to finish making this list so that we can talk about it.
Yeah.
You need to make one too.
Yeah.
You got to remember who these people are. Okay, it's tribal time. Jeff is like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be here for a long time, which sometimes the contestants say these can last for hours. And we only see, I mean, it's broken into like a 15-minute segment. Jeff brings a cushion for his chair and a small bowl of popcorn that he decides to let the tribe have. They all get like 2 kernels each and act like they just ate like an entire turkey sandwich. Like they're all so excited. And Liz is like, I haven't eaten 72 hours. Can I get all those? No. It's like, no. But Tevin and Soda on the jury.
Actually, I think it was yes. I think they gave her.
Did they give her more?
Yeah, they gave her a little extra.
4 pieces instead of 2.
The extra kernels.
Tevin and Soda are on the jury and they look pissed. They look angry.
They look angry.
Angry, angry. Tevin is just.
I'm wondering if.
It's going to be a bitter jury.
If Soda got to Tevin.
And said what? Because
she kind of has the personality where you would think, okay, she's gonna hang on to this for a little while.
Oh, hold a grudge?
Yeah, and if Tevin shows up.
And they just talk about it.
And they just talk about it, and she just, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I think
to him for 2 days. You could see how that rubs off.
Well,
on
people have been mad that like these juries have been so nice in these past newer seasons.
Yeah,
it would be interesting to have a slightly bitter jury.
Yeah,
it kind of makes it kind of fun. Yeah,
but also we miss Ponderosa.
I know. I hate that they don't show it anymore.
I really don't know why.
They used to show Ponderosa on CBS.com where you'd get like a 5-minute segment with a person who just went home and you could see like what they ate for the first meal and how much weight they lost, and you get to see them like see themselves in the mirror for the first time after however many weeks. And then they talk about, like, reflect on their time, and now.
But it gives you a lot of insight into.
Their mind.
No, the jury.
Oh.
Like, how they're going to approach the final vote, because they're talking about it. And so every time you watch this little 10-minute Ponderosa video, you would see, you know, if the first person that got to Ponderosa was a really happy, no-grudge person.
Everybody
it
kind of.
It rubbed off on everybody else.
Yeah.
And everybody that showed up, like, pretty quickly. Let it go, and they just enjoyed their time at Ponderosa. When you had somebody at Ponderosa who was angry, that for sure rubbed off on everybody.
Sets the tone.
And then you got a jury who was more salty.
Angry.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a bit of a combative tribal. Tiff and Q are going at it, and I wrote, I can't believe that this used to be an alliance, because Tiffany's like, and guess what? You said Hunter's name this morning. She's just like throwing him under the bus. He's like, that's not what I said. It's a combative tribal. Kenzie's whispering that she's going to vote Q, which we know is a big fat lie. Later on, I said, I'm worried she's trying to make Hunter feel comfy and then vote him out, which is exactly what she was trying to do. Hunter's just whispering in the back the whole time, trying to see if the real plans vote out Q. And at this moment, I'm like, if you're freaking out this hard, why wouldn't you play your idol? You are legit at your most paranoid you've ever been on this show. Why wouldn't you play it?
Yeah.
And he does it. Not only does
even
he play
for your own, even if it's just for your own peace of mind.
Just make it one more day. You can go find the idol again when it goes back into the forest.
No regrets, dude. Just make up your mind and say, eh, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go into this thing and play it, and I'm just going to be calm the whole tribal. And if they don't vote for me, they don't vote for me. But at least I had a stress-free tribal.
Well, and he also didn't vote. If he thought the whole plan was to take out Q, he could have at least played a shot in the dark, because it doesn't really matter. They're not working on his number for Q. There should be enough. At least do your shot in the dark. Why not? And you didn't even do that. No idol, no shot in the dark. Kenzie votes and says, have fun eating tater tots. Bye. That's what she said when she was giving her vote. And I thought to myself, is this Q or is this Hunter? And then guess what? It was Hunter. It was kind of a rude thing to say.
Maybe he was talking about tater tots.
I don't know, but he doesn't play his idol. He doesn't play his idol. And Kenzie votes and says, have fun eating tater tots, bye. Which we didn't know who she was talking about, but it ends up being Q, which is kind of a mean thing to say. But I guess she just can't stand him. So it doesn't matter.
Maybe it's not mean. Maybe the whole time he was talking about tater tots.
Maybe, but I also think she hates him. Okay, and then we get 4 votes Q, 4 votes Hunter. So they're tied. Hunter's face, he's losing his mind, knowing that all these votes are coming. And they have to revote, because guess what the number 9 vote was? Ben.
Ben.
By who? Who voted for Ben?
Hunter.
Freaking Hunter. Why would he vote for Ben? Did he really think that they were actually going along with that? After this combative tribal, he thought, yeah, they're going for Ben. If he had just voted for Q, it'd be done.
All the things that I said earlier, I mean, it's just they stack up in this episode, and you finally get the realization that Hunter strategically is not cut out for this game.
And they have to re-vote because of the tie, and you can only vote for Hunter and Q, and that's when everyone just boom, boom, votes Hunter out, and he's going home with an idol in his pocket.
Yeah. I've never done a faster 180 on, like, wanting someone to win and then wanting them to get voted out.
Because he didn't play his idol?
Yeah. I mean, no, because of everything I listed, like him voting, him wanting to vote Ben, which was just like a weird, I think, decision, and then him not keeping it secret, and then him not playing it, and then him throwing a vote on Ben. Like, everything stacked up. Yeah. It's just like, he just didn't deserve to win.
It's really hard to know, though, how you would feel in the moment after, like, 19 days of not eating, sleeping, and your paranoia. This is why I love the family coming to visit, which I hope we'll someday get back instead of letters. I don't want letters. I want someone's grandma running down the beach and giving them a hug, because you get one moment where the person that you actually can trust in real life is there to kind of ground you and give you, like, okay, this is not real. I'm going to go home to people that love me and trust me, because I feel like at this point they're like, your brain would be all over the place. I think I'd be thinking about it all the time. But what?
As long as it's letters from home, there's still a chance chapbooks could be.
Oh my gosh, Doug. Doug would love chapbooks to make
a survivor partner, and they could have chapbooks from home where they get pictures.
Why don't you send Jeff an email?
And
you know that TikTok where Kris Jenner says to Kim,
notes.
Why don't you just, what would happen if you just called Taylor up? Why don't you just have to see if you call up Jeff?
Find his number and call him.
Send Jeff a message, see if you can get a family book. Okay, dumb Hunter, poor guy. I'm sure he'll be thinking about this the rest of his life.
You
don't think so?
The rest of his life?
Oh, yeah. I'd be thinking about when I'm 75. 75.
That's extreme.
Being like, oh, I went home with an idol in my pocket.
No. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
If you ever get on the show, again, some Rosanna coaching, you need to make the decision ahead of time. Whatever happens out there, I'm not going to carry regret with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, that'd be very hard. Because sometimes I still
think. Then don't go.
Sometimes I still think about, like, things I should have said in a fight. Like with somebody, and I didn't say him. Like, it's gonna be very hard. And this
yeah, but that's real life. This is a game.
Okay.
And if you're choosing voluntarily to go on it, you have to go with just the mindset that whatever happens, I'm just gonna enjoy it, and I'm not gonna live with regret the rest of my life.
Okay, fine.
That's rough to say Hunter's gonna regret this the rest of his life.
Okay, Hunter, how about you let us know when you're 75? Let us know. Okay, next week, Liz is having a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
She's crying. And Maria.
Kind of surprised this didn't come sooner.
Yeah, for real. Maybe it did, but we just didn't see it. And Maria is telling Q that everyone's coming for him to his face. Dun, dun, dun. And hopefully, like you said, he's chaotic energy. I don't think he should be on the show that much longer. He's literally blowing up. It's what Tiffany and Kenzie said. You ruined our game. You ruined our alliance. Yeah. He can't be here anymore.
Well, it's the same way that you and I watching the show can't understand his thought patterns. We can't understand his behavior patterns. They just don't make sense. Yeah. And if you're playing on a team with somebody where you can't understand any of their behavior or thoughts or the things that
or
they're
rationale,
saying.
Rationale, what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like I mean, there's people like that in the real world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you probably have met. And it's just like, for whatever reason, we're talking past each other. We can't ever get on the same page. We just don't agree on anything. I don't really see the world the way they see it. I mean, it's just like certain people where I don't understand them. If you run into them on Survivor, it's going to be really hard to play a good game with somebody like that, because it'll be, you'll never feel fully confident in playing with that individual. And Q, man, he's
out there.
I don't understand what planet he's living on.
I don't either. Okay, next week, we have all of that coming up. I promise I will get back to Vanderpump Rules one day. I posted about it in the story today, but I was... Somebody was just asking me, like, what are you going to do when Survivor's over? Vanderpump Rules is wrapping up. The Valley still has a little bit to go. I think we're going to do Real Houses of New Jersey. And bless up for when Salt Lake comes back, because my pride and joy. And we're going to have a premiere party. It's going to be the best thing ever. But, yeah.
Let's just hope it doesn't disappoint you.
Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Never. They never could. I love them. We have three newbies. And from what I've been hearing.
I know, but you've got your hopes so high. I hope that the season pans out for you.
I hope so, too. Ladies, Heather. Angie, Meredith,
yeah,
Whitney, do your work. Okay, thanks guys for listening. Again, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Rosie in Real Life. It's my personal, or The Salty Housewife. Please share with your friends, rate and review. I appreciate it so much. And thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.